Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The running backs are a talented and deep group. Stevenson's been around for a number of years now, has been consistently productive in that time. They drafted Henderson out of Ohio State. He's a very good top-end speed guy and perimeter guy. You see them getting him the ball in spaces and in the screen game. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Gibson, who's also a very talented member of the backfield as well. That showed in the kick return game.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Temperatures will be in the 60s Sunday in New England for the Steelers and Pats. That is your fan weather brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mike Tomlin on the triumvirate of Patriots running backs, Stevenson, Henderson, Gibson, making them out to be a cause for concern. Of course they are, given the way the Steelers' run defense has struggled. I mean, honestly, it could be Larry Moen Curley lining up for the Patriots at running back, and I wouldn't feel too good about this game. Did you ever watch The Three Stooges?
Of course. Yeah. Classic comedy.
How about
man.
Shemp? He was kind of a rando that they just threw
there
in
was
there.
Shemp, and then there was a fake Shemp when the real Shemp died. Who were the four horsemen of Notre Dame's famous backfield? Was that like Jay Berwanger or whoever?
Honestly, I could not care any less about college football from like the 19-teens and 1920s.
Why is that?
Just
you didn't care about Red Grange over in Illinois?
No. Crazy Legs Hirsch. None of that stuff interests me. Jim Thorpe.
Legitimately surprised to hear you say that. True. I thought you were like a true
if
student.
If football
of
was played in black and white, it's before my time, and I'm just generally speaking not interested in it.
This is like, you know what it is? It's Amanda's old movies take,
where she
and
won't watch
you have
old
adopted
movie.
It for old sports.
Yeah.
So wait, do you hold this true for baseball? Mazeroski's play is from black
and white
times.
I actually don't. It's
okay.
A football thing.
Oh,
for me.
Wow. All right. Interesting how that works.
Steelers, Pats, you can weigh in now at 412-928-9370. My thesis statement on things is the following. I am in a very dark place with the Steelers right now. I don't think it gets better in this game. I think the Patriots have a better head coach. I think they have a better quarterback, although not by much. Drake May passed for two and ran for two. And I think he's put in a better position to succeed right now than Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is behind a horrible offensive line with no run game to speak of and really only one top flight wide receiver. And I thought Kabali made some pretty good points earlier this hour. All of this time and energy and moves and money spent on tight ends, and the tight ends are not like a difference maker X factor at all for the Steelers. Jonnu Smith did catch a touchdown pass in week one, but he only at 15 yards. Darnell Washington did catch a jump ball two-point conversion, but that's his only catch.
It doesn't even count as a catch.
Freiermuth dropped an amazing play by Aaron Rodgers on a free play in that game.
Yep.
So he really hasn't done too much yet after getting a big extension 2 years ago. Arthur Smith's supposed to be the king of tight ends and being able to scheme them and all that jazz, and it hasn't come to fruition. Speaking of tight ends, a Patriots tight end with local connections is going to join us at 5:15. Many wondering if it's Rob Gronkowski. I'm not going to say. You'll have to wait till 5:15 and find out for yourself.
Yo Soy Fiesta himself potentially on the show.
412-928-9370. There is this nugget for Sunday's game. Since 2000, the Steelers and Patriots have the two highest win percentages in the NFL. Since 2000, Steelers and Patriots are 1-2. So if you just go by that, you can make the argument that these are the two best teams of the last quarter century, two best franchises playing on Sunday.
The Patriots are definitely the best franchise of this quarter century.
Are the Steelers the second best?
That is a great question.
They don't have the
second. I think the Chiefs are.
They don't have the second most Super Bowls. That would be the Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs are. I think the Chiefs have been so overwhelming in just the last handful of years, you know, basically since Mahomes burst on the scene, that I would vote for Kansas City.
I'll give you another one. How about Seth the MILF Hunter's team?
I thought of them too. They have two Super Bowls, and they appear to be poised to be very good for a very long
time. They've got two Super Bowls. They've lost two as well, so they've been to four since 2000.
Seattle's one stupid decision by Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson away from being mentioned as at least a team that's got two more.
I wouldn't put Seattle ahead of the Steelers, though.
How about the Rams?
No. They've got two.
Anybody else? I mean, if Buffalo could ever get around to winning one, same with Baltimore. If Baltimore's
got two.
If Baltimore won another one, they would absolutely jump ahead of the Steelers.
I think the Ravens are close, but I don't feel right including the Ravens ahead of the Steelers.
Why not?
Because they
not feeling good after the ass whooping they administered in the playoffs last year.
They've only gone to two Super Bowls.
The Steelers have gone to three. So it's the Steelers' appearance in a third.
That's
a very arbitrary tiebreaker.
No, it's a pretty good tiebreaker, actually.
If I were going to do a tiebreaker, I would say the Ravens have actually had a handful of bad losing seasons.
If the Chiefs have a lower win percentage, but you elevate them over the Steelers, and so do I, because it's three Super Bowls for the Chiefs since 2000 and two for the Steelers. If the number one tiebreaker is Super Bowl wins, I think it's logical that the second tiebreaker is Super Bowl appearances, which is what I'm using to put the Steelers ahead of the Ravens.
Maybe in your world.
Oh, what becomes the second tiebreaker for you? You want to talk arbitrary, just Malzi's gut feel on who the better team has been over 25 years?
Vibes.
What a fantastic formula that is, Chris.
Vibes and trajectory,
well
pony.
Done.
Vibes and trajectory. It's more Lamar Jackson hatred coming from you here. Just more Lamar erasure.
412-928-9370 before we bring on a former Patriot for our other side segment to break down these current Patriots. Let's get your sense for things, starting with Jordan in Pittsburgh. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey man.
So just a take for this Sunday. I mean, if you look at some of the pass rush stuff, I mean, Chief, you know, Watt and a couple others are a half second away. And if the coverage can just fix their leverage, I think if they, you know, force the leverage more outside than inside, you know, they're going to get home. So I think TJ has a big week this week, couple of sacks. We'll win by 10.
On a second. Don't leave yet. I think that what you're saying there about their pass rush having a better game against New England makes sense. I mean, it's young tackles. It's not the right tackle is a journeyman. So the idea that TJ Watt has a better game as a pass rusher makes total sense. What I can't square, Jordan, is what would make anybody think they're going to be a better run defense in this game? Derek Harmon coming back?
I think you get Derek Harmon back. I mean, he's going to be on a pitch count like you guys have been talking about. But I think that guy we signed from New England, I mean, he's a thumper. You'll
What's his name?
Have Jabril Peppers playing. I forget his name, but I know he's a thumper.
Jawan Bentley.
I think he's talking about Aquale, who they got from New England going in and playing more.
He just talked about him being a thumper.
I think Aquale is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A thumper.
I think when you talk about a thumper, you're talking about a linebacker.
Well, I don't
plays
think Bentley's
downhill.
Gonna play. I think he's gonna still be on their practice squad for this game. So yes. That's not a very good case to make.
I think he was kind of wishing and hoping that that thumper would be.
So that's where we're at. Like, let's plug in the Patriot rejects. Let's plug in the guys on a team that finished what? Was it 3-14 last year or 4-13? Let's plug in their guys, their castoffs, and that's going to solve our problem. Got it.
Thank Would you say this is as low as you've been on the Steelers in a while?
No, because right I've had a lot of low points. I mean, you get embarrassed
mostly
in a
valleys.
You get embarrassed in a playoff game by your arch rival. You have a 5-game losing streak to end last year. I mean, those aren't exactly sunshine and rainbow days either.
No, they are not.
Okay, so
no,
those aren't salad days. But it's just, it's. I don't know how anybody out there can like the trajectory of this team. When so much money has been spent on defense and the results continue to look like this. And you lose a game last Sunday because you have guys doing unforgivable things, like not knowing the rules, like basically quitting on a third and goal at the 19-yard line. How am I supposed to take that team seriously? Ray is on the fan. Hello, Ray.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, so talked to you guys a couple weeks ago. It sounds like you're not been you stopped taking your Steelers medication this week, Pony. Seems like you're on my side now.
Why are you still taking yours?
No, I wasn't taking mine, but it sounds like after the first week, you know, people around here, you know, started taking the medicine a little bit. You know, after the first week. I was like Lois from Family Guy, and that one meme where she's like staring at the bottle. I wanted to, but I didn't because I knew it was coming last week. And sure enough, what happened last week happened. And so coming into this week, it's like, what do y'all think? What do people around here think is going to change, really?
I've been asking that rhetorical question for roughly three and a half hours.
I'll try to answer it for both of you. I just think if you're hearing people think something's going to change, they are banking on the reputation of the defense, which means you have to go back a while.
Which all the insiders have said, by the way.
The reputation
all the guys around
the defense,
team are going off reputation.
And the far less, really neither one of these is convincing, but this one does make me kind of laugh when people say it because they should know better. The whole, it can't possibly be worse. Au contraire, it absolutely can get worse. I don't know what the bottom actually looks like for this defense, but I know that there's still more room to dig.
I would say the last time they put a good defensive performance out there was week 18 against the Bengals last year. The Bengals came out and they scored on that opening drive, and then pretty much after that, the Steelers defense settled in against a red-hot Bengals offense. They lost. So that's the last time they've played well, period. When's the last time the Steelers defense played well in a win? Riddle me that.
Butter me this.
When's the last time the Steelers defense, the first game that pops into my
Ravens
head is the
game.
Ravens home game here last
to
year.
To put them to 8-2. Yeah, that Ravens home game, they held Baltimore under 350 yards, which was honestly pretty damn good.
That's week 11 of 2024?
Yeah. They were 8-2 after that win. Jackson threw a pick. In that game, Henry had a fumble.
They played 10
likely
games
had the
since.
Fumble.
They played 8 games after that and in 2024 and they've played 2 games this season. So they haven't played the defense hasn't played well in a win.
Quiz question.
For 10 games.
TJ Watt had one of the 2 Steelers sacks in that game, okay?
What game are we talking about?
The Ravens 18-16 game. They had 2 sacks as a team.
Okay.
TJ Watt had 1.
Yep.
Can you tell me who had the other Steelers sack in that football game?
Was it Lowry?
You are a sick freak of a human being.
It just happened last year. I don't think that's all that freakish.
I'm disgusted by that statement. I am. I wouldn't remember that. I obviously didn't remember that. Who just sits there and goes, oh, yeah, that game where Dean Lowry got a sack.
Here's Jim in Monroeville. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, the defense looks bad. It looked bad, you know, the last 10 games like we've heard. My only issue is the offense here, and just for these 2 reasons. The defense gave the ball back twice, you know, in their opponent's end, and we came away with 6 points. They're going to have to score 20-plus, 25, 27-plus points a game the way the defense is playing, and it's the same old thing we see from the offense. look, you have to score seven in the NFL, especially when the defense gives you the ball back.
Well, the defense did give them a short field, and they scored a touchdown.
Yeah, they didn't capitalize twice, though. That's the problem. It's with two. You have to get touchdowns in the NFL. You have to. I mean, we can't settle for field goals.
I don't disagree with that. But just to make sure, I'm not missing your point here. You think the Steelers' offense is a bigger problem than their defense right now?
Well, I mean,
Jim, in week one, Aaron Rodgers threw for four touchdowns.
Yeah, no. I don't necessarily think, no, they're not. But we keep ignoring the fact that they gave him the ball back twice. You have to, I mean, set aside the fact that the rookie made a huge mistake, and that was 7 points.
Hard to set aside, but I'll try.
But, I mean, because that's not going to happen again. And I mean, it was, what, 40 years since the last time it happened? So we're not going to see this very often. We know this. You have to score touchdowns in the NFL, especially.
Then really your ire should be towards Calvin Austin, because if he doesn't accidentally run the wrong route and get his hand on a ball that's not intended for him, they have another touchdown
right
on the board.
And that's a tie game.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, I totally agree with that, and I think that, again, that's on the offense. But, I mean, against the Jets, I mean, do either one of you think this team is going to be, the Jets, do you think they're going to be a top 10, picking the draft?
Yes, they're going to pick top 10 in the draft.
This is a bad team, first-year head coach. You know, you have to put away a team like that. And
did pretty much offensively. They did, for the most part, offensively.
They ran the clock down to like under 30 seconds and hit a field goal where they were playing for that.
I'm not gonna praise the offense, because I thought that was mostly Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't say all 11 guys deserve a gold medal. They don't for that. The offensive line sucked and they couldn't run the ball. But the quarterback made plays and the receivers did too. Yes, there have been offensive problems in both games. There have been, like, when I say major, massive, humongous, enormous defensive problems in two games, there have been.
Yeah, I don't know how you could look at each side of the ball and be more concerned about the offense than the defense.
412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll either have more of your calls or we'll have another side segment next with a former Patriots tight end with local connections on New England. But first, here's a Seth headline.
The Pirates begin us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Series against the A's tonight, North Shore Town Leadoff Show with Dan and Grilly begins at 5:45. For more, go to 97thefan.com. Headlines are powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Malsy.
Thank you, Mr. Seth. Nice to see you in there. Let's talk about you snacking right now. The global you, everyone listening to this. I want to help you snack better on Sundays and on Saturdays too, for that matter, because there's a lot of football to be played. I want you to get some Daisy French onion dip and upgrade your snacking game, whether you're eating chips, pretzels, veggies, wings, doesn't matter. Daisy French onion dip and Daisy ranch dip are big time game changers because they're made with the ingredients you'd find in your own kitchen, real herbs and spices, that kind of stuff. Folks, I'll make it clear and simple. Look for Daisy French onion dip at a grocery store near you.
They got quarterback mobility in the form of Drake May. He does a really good job of extending plays and making plays with his legs. And so, you know, the weeks where quarterback mobility are a factor, that usually has your attention from a rush and coverage perspective. You have to be real solid in the rush to eliminate downhill escape lanes, et cetera. You got to be ready to cover, extend it as they utilize their legs to extend plays. And that's certainly been an asset of his game since he's been in the league.
5:15, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. It's time for the other side where we take a look at the Steelers' opponent. We don't do this every week, but when it's a big week and this is a make-or-break game for the Steelers, I feel like their season is pretty much already destined to end in failure. But if they win this game, they'll get to 2-1 and they'll start to be good vibes again. That was Tomlin on Drake May. Third week in a row, Tomlin has undersold the other team's quarterback as a guy that can beat you with his arm. He only talked about Fields as a runner. Then Fields had one of his best passing games ever. I think he forgot about Sam Darnold completely when he was previewing Seattle and at the end came up with some journeyman euphemism about him, which was the best he could come up with. He's like, well, he's well-traveled. Okay, that's not really a compliment at all.
It's very much not a compliment.
And then with Drake May, it was just he can run. And he talked about everybody else in the Steelers and the Patriots offense, including their coaches, before he got to Drake May. I'm nervous. I like Drake May a lot. I happen to think Drake May is going to be a very good quarterback, and he'll never get to Brady levels, but I think we're going to get pissed about playing Drake May for the next 10 years
here. If Mike isn't that worried about him, I think Mike's underestimating him. I think of all those guys who got drafted last year, and I know Daniels was a runaway offensive rookie of the year, I think May's going to have the best career of those three guys that made a pretty big mark.
I want to apologize to our listeners right now.
Yeah.
2 hours ago, I tweeted out a former Patriots tight end with local connections is going to join the show.
Okay.
I've been misled and bamboozled. We do have a former Patriots tight end who's joining us. The local connections thing made everybody think it was Rob Gronkowski.
Played at Woody High's senior year.
We were lied to.
By whom?
Well, our former colleague here at The Fan, Ken Laird.
Second person I ever hosted a two-person show with at ESPN 1250.
And then he came here and hosted a little bit before he left for Boston.
And he's done big things
up
there.
Just like our ex-producer, Craig Riley, who crossed the Rubicon from producer to suit.
Yes.
Ken Laird did the same thing. He is the boss at historic Boston sports radio station, WEEI.
Do they call him Content Ken like we call Craig?
I don't know. Ken was going to come on with us, but then faked some illness. Like he said, his voice wasn't working. So he said, I've got a guy who's perfect for you, Jermaine Wiggins, who played tight end on the team that beat the Steelers in the 2001 AFC Championship game. He does the morning show there. He's tremendous. He's fantastic. He's actually on hold right now, and I can't wait to talk to him. But Ken lied to me about the local connections. He goes, oh yeah, he knows all about Pittsburgh. His wife is from West Virginia. Okay, my wife went to West Virginia. I guess that kind of counts. I Googled how far away he gave me her hometown. It's 3 hours and 49 minutes away from here.
What town?
That's not local. Jermaine Wiggins is on the hotline right now. Jermaine, where is your lovely wife from?
She's from Beckley, West Virginia, which is nowhere near.
Yeah, what is Ken Laird doing to me,
Jermaine,
here?
Beckley is where you drive through if you're like going down to the Outer Banks or something,
He said, great local connection. No, it's not.
There's nothing local about me in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I mean, I've been through Morgantown. That's about it. But there is nothing local for me in Pittsburgh at all. Not one percent of, I mean, I've been there a few times just to beat up on the Steelers.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Other than that, I don't really know much about the Pittsburgh area except that Dan Marino and Aaron Donald are from there and Ty Law's from Aliquippa.
You got a good Ty Law story?
That's safe for radio.
I would say this, Ty Law, I don't know if it's really a good Ty Law story, but I mean, when I got into the Patriots and had the opportunity to play with Ty Law, he's one of the hottest workers that I've ever been around, and every other word out of his mouth is either an S-bomb or an F-bomb, which kind of makes it seem like he might be from Massachusetts. So Ty is such a great guy. And, you know, hearing all about Pennsylvania and the Pittsburgh area, about, you know, all the great players that have came out of there, I would say that's about the funniest thing when I think about Ty Law is I don't know who swears worse, him or me.
Jermaine, let's talk about the team the Steelers are going to play on Sunday. I'm sick of this Steelers team. I'm very much already over them 2 weeks into the season. They can't stop the run. They can't run the ball whatsoever. They can't stop it. They can't run it. What is a bigger problem for the Steelers than going into this game against the team you watch and you played for? Their inability to run the ball or their inability to stop the Patriots' run?
I would probably say their inability maybe to stop the Patriots' run, because the Patriots have been pretty good against the run themselves, but they've kind of struggled a little bit running the football. And if Pittsburgh can't stop the run and you can get the run going against the Steelers' defense, that will just open up so many things for Drake May, especially play action, because they love play action. They love to get him on the move. It's what's shocking that Pittsburgh can't stop the run. All that money they spent in the offseason, you'd think they'd be able to stop the run or at least get to the quarterback, which, you know.
T.J. Watt's got no sacks. He hasn't had a sack in six games. He's making $41 million, Jermaine.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that, you know, a guy like him, and I, you know, I think he's a tremendous player, but you look, I think what Pittsburgh's maybe has three sacks on the air. The Patriots lead the NFL with nine sacks. So, you know, I think if the Patriots can run the football knowing that Pittsburgh can't stop a nosebleed, this could be a really great opportunity for them to win this football game, play Carolina next week, win another game, and then go to Buffalo with an opportunity to play for first place in the division.
Jermaine, we know Stephon Diggs by the name because it's a very famous name among wide receivers, but he's not the guy he was four or 5 years ago.
And he's having a baby, by the way. We need to congratulate him on all his success.
With Cardi B, yes, congratulations to him.
Don't forget his other baby.
Okay.
But he's not the guy he used to be, but that's the biggest name in that receiving core that's recognizable. If they do need to take to the air, how worried should Steelers fans be about what Drake May and that core of pass catchers can do?
Well, I think if you look at Drake May, Josh McDaniels last week did a really good job with him. Diggs is not the same player that we've seen in the past. He's more of a possession guy, a guy that is a veteran that can find the soft spots in the defense, catch the ball. He's not going to, you know, give you much run after catch, at least, you know, not through the first couple of weeks of the season. He doesn't look like the same player. But I think the thing that the Patriots have is, it's like they have a bunch of possession receivers, and if you can keep the chains moving and you keep Drake May in a position where he doesn't have to take any crazy shots, he can be smart with the football, that's what I think makes this passing game dangerous, is because they don't need to sling it all over the field up and down, especially when Josh gets the call and a good game plan. They can kind of, like, you know, mid-range, dink and dunk underneath, and they have guys that can just catch the football and make the tough catches. But at least as of right now, there's not a lot of run after catch from Patriots wide receivers.
How dangerous is May if he's got to break the pocket and decides to tuck it and run? What kind of a problem is that going to be?
Well, he's extremely dangerous. I think the one thing that he did differently from week one to week two is he played looser. He took advantage of utilizing his legs. I think they might have gotten his head a little bit heading into the season. Like, if you do run, protect yourself. And you saw him slide in some situations where, you know, maybe he could have picked up a few more yards. But I think the thing that you're starting to see him do is play a little bit looser, but also play smarter. And when he does break containment, he can extend plays. And you know how dangerous that is for a defense, is his ability to extend plays, make plays with his legs, or ultimately be able to throw the football while he's on the move, which he does a really good job of.
Former Patriots tight end Jermaine Wiggins from WEEI in Boston with us here, telling us about the Patriots. Jermaine, you're doing a great job. I still cannot get over Ken here saying that your wife was local. I still have to come back to that. Where in Pittsburgh is Ken from, Chris? Is he a Greensburg guy? Do we know exactly? To say that Beckley, West Virginia is local, that would be like if you
wait
said, oh,
minute.
Yeah, his wife's from Philadelphia. He'd love to
hold
come
on
in Pittsburgh.
Time out.
I cannot get over that.
How local even is Ken Laird? Isn't he? He went to Northeastern.
Are but he's from here originally, and he went to college in Boston. That's the story with Ken. He's a Pittsburgh guy, but he went to school in Boston.
I don't even remember where I knew Ken back in the day, obviously, like 17, 18 years ago, getting my start. I can't even think of where he would have been
He didn't want to do the interview, so he just made up a connection for you, Jermaine, and then as your boss forced you to do this. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the only connection close to me is probably Pat Freiermuth, who's from Massachusetts.
Oh, that's about right.
That's about as local as we get.
Yeah, I mean, he practically could have just said, "Oh yeah, Jermaine, he's a Pittsburgh guy. Yeah, he once was there in Pittsburgh. He flew through the town once."
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous behavior.
One thing I see as a potential savior for the Steelers in this game, Jermaine, is Robert Spillane plays for the Patriots. And we know Robert Spillane. I feel like you could come out of retirement and go for 10 and 150 on him. I mean, is that a soft spot? Taking advantage of the Patriots' linebackers and coverage in this game?
Well, I think the thing you have to look at, they're not asking him to do that, right? They're asking him to do what he did when he was with the Raiders, is just make a bunch of tackles. You know, so when you look at Pittsburgh, I think the thing for us Patriots fans is going to be, is this the third week in a row that we let a quarterback throw for 300 yards? And obviously Aaron Rodgers still has that capability. Week one, he looked tremendous. I know week two, there was a little bit of a kind of a setback, but then again, you know.
We can't block for him. That's the issue, Jermaine.
Jermaine, he had a couple of vintage throws, though. He threw one about 60 yards in the air on the move to Freiermuth, and Pat dropped it, and that might have changed that opening drive and the game.
Yeah, well, and you know, and if Pittsburgh did a better job of coaching the special teams, you'd have, you know, you might have had a chance to win the game.
What would Belichick have done if a player made a mistake like that in the early 2000s?
Oh my God.
What's happening to that player? Is he even alive the next day?
Yeah, he's definitely in WITSEC. He's definitely in the witness protection program, and I don't know where. And that's the thing about Rodgers. The one thing we interviewed Robert Spillane on the Greg Hill Show this morning, and what he talked about was how good Aaron Rodgers looked moving around. You know, he's not the Rodgers that we used to see, but he's not the Rodgers that we saw last year with the New York Jets. And, you know, that's going to be the biggest thing. And I think for Patriots fans is this 3 weeks in a row you let up another 300-yard passer? Week one, it was Geno Smith. Week two was Tua Tagovailoa. And obviously Aaron Rodgers is better than both of those guys. So that, I think, is the biggest thing, is our pass defense, especially our secondary. Can they keep Rodgers and can they keep him under control and not allow him to throw the ball all over the yard?
If the Patriots are going to win this game, Jermaine, who do you think the star of the game will be for them? And if they somehow lose this home game and blow it to the Steelers, who do you think the GOAT is going to be for New England in this one?
Well, if they're able to win this game, I think it's going to be the secondary. If the secondary can take care of business and, you know, limit Aaron Rodgers and that passing offense, I think that's what's going to win the football game. And if they lose the football game, then I'm going to tell you it's going to be on the secondary, because the secondary has struggled the first 2 weeks of the season, and that has given opportunities to Miami to have a chance to win the football game, but also losing week one against Vegas because of that. So I clearly put the most important piece of this game is going to be on the secondary of the New England
Patriots. And is Gonzalez going to play?
We'll be fine. I'm not 100% sure. If I was going to bet it, I would probably bet no.
Okay.
So that's obviously going to be another factor where it's going to play to Pittsburgh's advantage. It's all going to come down to the secondary, because if you haven't seen New England play, that's really where they struggle. They get after the quarterback. They play offense smart. They don't have a bunch of turnovers, but their secondary is their weak link right now.
Former Patriot Jermaine Wiggins, Super Bowl champ, who just can't get enough of Pittsburgh. He married a woman who grew up 4 hours away from here. Thank you so much, Jermaine. Appreciate it.
All right. You have a good one, fellas.
You too, man. Goodbye.
What the heck was Laird doing? Beckley?
And Kabali outed Laird. He's from Hemfield.
That's right. I knew it was Greensburg. You're right.
Oh, yeah. Right down the road.
Beckley, West Virginia, Short John. It's practically Bethel Park.
See, when you're the boss now, you can come. You can make up stuff, come up with stuff, force people to do stuff. Like that move that he pulled where he was supposed to come on with us, because he still hosts shows there, by the way. He double dips. Host and boss. Mm-hmm. And everyone here knows him still. But he can weasel his way out of things because he's the boss now. And like that whole trick where, oh yeah, I'm giving you somebody else who's got a local connection, that is a total Craig move.
It is.
It's like that's right out of the Odyssey boss handbook right there. Yeah.
When,
they must go to the same class together.
When you become a brand manager, there's how to weasel out of things. Ken was probably looking into it for a while, trying to figure out what to do.
What a thick Boston accent that guy's got, huh?
Except he's from Brooklyn originally.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he picked up the Boston accent for sure.
That was my first thought too. I was like, "Holy crap! It sounds like you're talking to like a guy who just sits in the stands. He's such a thick accent."
Yeah. All right. Football Talk on the Fan. You just heard is brought to you by Paramount Plus. Sly Stallone back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built to protect in his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively this Sunday on Paramount Plus. Quick timeout. By the way, you can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. We've got Seth with a headline. In the hodgepodge, we'll pick the game, and then we'll send you off to the leadoff show. But first, here's the headline.
The Steelers play the Pats on Sunday at kickoff at 1 p.m. Listen to Fan Game Day that morning at 9 a.m. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Headlines are powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville, Pony.
Guys, I want you to hear me out. If you've got a garage and it grosses you out and the floors are disgusting, Comer and Cross can hook you up with a brand new garage floor today. I'm going to walk you through a very simple process. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR is the number. It's going to look like a car dealership showroom overnight. All they need is less than 24 hours a day, and you're going to have a garage floor that is guaranteed to never chip or crack or show a tire lift or epoxy paint job gone wrong ever again. In and out in a day, they fix the garage floor cracks right then and there. They'll take all the crap out of your garage to do the job for you. That's how nice they are. And these are pros. They're not going to subcontract out. It's not some people you've never heard of who just come in and this is their first time doing the job. This is the best price of the year, starting with $750 off during their end-of-year garage sale. So take down the number, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. That's 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. Go to comercross.com, Comer and Cross. Mulsey.
Thank you, Pony. Shorkey Mitsubishi, North Huntington. It's the place to go if you need to find the Mitsu that fits you and you want to get your deal your way. Have yourself a great day. They're knocking down prices on your fan-favorite Mitsubishi vehicle. So now is the time to take heed of what your old pal Mulsey's telling you and take advantage. Third row seating, 7-passenger capable. It's the Outlander, and right now, it's available with 0% financing for 60 months. You could also choose a brand new Mirage. Right now, take up to $2,000 off MSRP. That's a new Mirage, by the way, that is already the lowest priced new car on the market. And they're all backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, 2 years of prepaid maintenance, and $500 more for your trade. At Shorkey Mitsubishi North Huntington, they want your trade. Do not wait on this one. Take advantage of these deals right now while they are still here. Go see them. Shorkey Mitsubishi North Huntington, and online, jimshorkeymitsubishi.com.
The Fan wants to see your kids play ball. Youth Football Showcase going on right now. Email youthsports at 937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact info, potential dates, details. 937thefan.com brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pellman Electric. All right, let's make our picks in the hodgepodge brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomeninajunktruck.com. Dennis Eckersley, lead us off here.
This is a
there
hot
it is.
Podge of
okay, the line in the game is Steelers on the road as a 1-point favorite. I don't believe the line. The line to me is confounding. New England did lose at home to Vegas, but I just think what they're good at is what the Steelers are bad at. They get after the quarterback. They've got sturdy guys, strong guys in the trenches on defense. Milton Williams, Christian Barmore, Harold Landry, who came over from Tennessee and had 2.5 sacks in a game. I don't think the Steelers are going to give Aaron Rodgers time. I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball well. And then on the other side, New England showed last week that they can get their running backs involved. And Ramondre Stevenson can turn back the clock. And Travion Henderson, a rookie from Ohio State, is a nice football player. And I don't think the Steelers, even with Derek Harmon potentially getting some snaps here, I don't think that's going to get figured out either. I am more and more becoming a believer, an acolyte in the idea that football is won and lost in the trenches because the Steelers are getting their fannies kicked there. And I think it carries over to this game. Final score, Patriots 24, Steelers 2.
Two?
Yes.
Sorry, I just did a double take there. I did not expect to hear 24 to 2. So we just heard from Jermaine Wiggins, who, spoiler alert, has no overt connections to the Pittsburgh area, unless you count his wife being from Beckley, West Virginia, as somehow being a Pittsburgh connection. Spoiler alert, it's not. He said Christian Gonzalez, the best corner on that team and one of the best in the NFL, if he had to guess, won't play. Let me take him at face value there. No Christian Gonzalez. Oh, awesome, right? That means the Steelers are going to light him up with DK Metcalf. I disagree with that, mainly because of what you just said, Pony. They are good at getting after the quarterback, and even though I thought the pass blocking for Rodgers last week actually made incremental progress, they are still a long way, this Steelers team, from where they need to be. Drake May is mobile. Drake May is the kind of player that gives Mike Tomlin fits and keeps him up at night. I happen to think Drake May is going to be a star and get MVP votes in his future, maybe even seriously challenge for one. He reminds me a little bit of a mix of Roethlisberger and Josh Allen physically. If he's anywhere near as good as either of those guys in the long term, the Patriots are going to be very happy. I also think that this just reeks of a game where a guy like Travion Henderson, Steelers, granted, I mean, they drafted Caleb Johnson, a plodding running back, Pony. Is that a fair way to put it?
Would you say plodder?
Would you say that he plods?
He plods.
No, they drafted him long after Travion Henderson was...
like Carolyn Clinton used to say about Najee Harris?
No, because he hasn't shown that he can actually make forward progress really yet. Travion Henderson was gone in the first 40 picks of the draft. He went 38th overall.
I think the Steelers liked him, by the way.
But he's a home run hitter, and I just got a feeling that this is the kind of game that even if it's close for a while, that Travion Henderson makes a big play, and some Steelers fans are thinking, could have had him. I think the Steelers will not get completely overrun by the Patriots' pass rush, but I think it's going to be a factor in the game. I do not understand why the Steelers are favored, but then again, that's why I don't work in Las Vegas. Having said that, I'm still going to pick New England. Give me the Patriots. I'll go with 23 to... Let me get a random number in there like you did. How about 23 to 18 Patriots? So that's a clean sweep, by the way, because Donnie picked them as well. So,
and I didn't see what they did on the midday show. I don't know what the breakdown was there.
Starkey predicted a win. Bechtold predicted a Patriots win, and Donnie predicted the Patriots,
so
obviously.
So is Joe on he's the Lone Steelers Ranger. Island here? I don't know what the morning show did.
He's the Lone Ranger. I could go to Callis' notes, but they probably just say Code Red Mountain Dew.
And they're also done by AI.
No, these ones are pretty poorly done, so they're done, I think, by Callis himself.
Pop also has the Patriots 27-20.
Yeah, I just don't feel like... Normally, I would start laughing and go like, oh, too many people are picking against the Steelers. They're going to win. I just don't feel that
way. No, they're not. The Steelers insiders, the people around the team, are resolute that they're going to win. They're like the last to know. Sometimes the people closest are the ones that are the most in denial. All right. We will break it down, and if I'm wrong, I welcome you to call in and scoff at me, laugh at me, and put me in my place. Pre-game show for the last... Pirates home series of the season starts next, including comments made by Paul Skeens about the direction and future of the Pirates. Dan Greeley has that. We'll talk Monday at 2 p.m. Team signing off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.